There we go. I've just by the central station of Newcastle. I don't know whether I picked up Wi-Fi or not. It looks like I have. So I've just recorded a podcast at home, which was a very serious question about the UK university system and the lack of questioning that's going on around gain-of-function research, around political nepotism. Where's the questioning coming from in the universities? Who's tracking it? And where is the questioning coming from? There isn't any, basically. At the moment, there isn't any. So what I want to know, and what I want to know very seriously, is why there isn't any questioning going on. Isn't it the job of universities to produce skeptical questioning graduates capable of asking clear, concise questions that produce reasonable, logical answers? Where are they? And if they haven't done that, if they haven't produced one or more generations of undergraduates, graduates, PhDs, that are capable of asking simple, unambiguous, clear questions, then what are the universities doing? Why are they there? What is their purpose? Because to me, knowledge in an investigation is the purpose of a university. It's to help people to come to a clear questioning mind. And if they're not doing that, then why aren't they doing that? What is it that's preventing them from doing that? I don't know. I don't know what the answer is to any of these questions. I'm just asking the questions. And to me, it seems like there's a deficiency of questions going on. There's a lack of questioning. There's a lack of skepticism going on. That's almost to the point of insanity. If there was a good set of questions that we could have asked in March of last year, in March of 2020, then we wouldn't have needed to go through the last year in the same way. We could have dispensed with the masks because there is no evidence that masks prevent the spread of viruses. And life would have been very different. We could potentially have protected the vulnerable without closing down the economy. But the lack of questioning has created this situation. And to me, that's dangerous. It's a dangerous thing. If people aren't skeptical, and if people aren't asking questions, then we're all in trouble. And if the universities aren't producing people who are capable of standing up and asking clear questions, then we're all in trouble. Because the next time this happens, in whatever way it happens, whether it's a virus or a threat from space or some kind of terrorist attack or some kind of hacking attack, whatever it is that the threat is, we need to be asking good, clear, precise questions. So I don't know how we solve the problem. All I'm doing is asking. But I'd like to hear a response from Newcastle University and University of Northumbria, and from Durham University and from all the other universities in the UK. I'd like them to address the question clearly and provide an explanation. Because I think the people of Britain are entitled to an explanation. Because we're paying the universities to do something which they haven't done clearly, which they haven't produced a generation of graduates and postgraduates that are capable of asking questions, are capable of skeptical inquiry. So we need to find out why, and we need to do something about that. Anyway, that's my rant for the day. I shall see you again tomorrow, no doubt. Thanks for listening.